Big news in the footy world today. Adelaide have announced co-captains for 2019, and we're very happy and very proud to announce our man, Rory Sloane, is the new captain, shared captain of the Adelaide Football Club. Sloaney, welcome and congratulations, mate.
Thank you, you too. Appreciate that.
Great news. Great news. Question is, when did you find out? How did it get brought up? Yeah. When did it happen? Was it last year when you were signing on for 5 years and you said, just, Poggy, I might need a little C next to my name, or or did it just come about organically?
Yeah, so I spoke to Tex and Pikey last week, and Tex asked me for a hand in that area. I asked them sort of basically, why, and like, is it going to help us, help make us better, basically, was my first thought. And they both assured me that, yeah, they thought that was going to help make us better this year and help us achieve what we wanted to. So for me, yeah, there's no other option. Otherwise, like, anything to help the team be a bit more successful and make the team better, I'm all up for.
Mate, you're always about the team, which is fantastic. Now, the players didn't vote with the envelopes on this one. Which obviously the last 4 or 5 years the boys have had an impact or obviously involvement in selecting the club captain. So is that something that the clubs just made that decision with Pikey and the managers?
Yeah, that was Pikey's choice, I'm pretty sure, but still will have a vote on the leadership group. That's more what the vote's for, anyway, I think.
The leadership group.
Vote on the leadership group, yeah, that's what we've done in the years past.
For fun, mate, put on the bottom of that just who is your favourite captain, just on the sheet to see it's who they pick.
I could wait to decide it. There'll be other ways to decide that, I reckon, over time, once on top of that.
Yeah. What it is, though, mate, it's great recognition of what you've brought to that football club. So, again, super proud of you of what you've been able to do on and off the field, and this is really good recognition of your contribution out there. Have you got it in writing? Have you sat down with Tex? I know it's early days yet, but it worked out, if you go all the way, who's going to get the cup? Who's tossing the coin, Sloaney? How's it all going to work?
No,
that'll all be stuff we'll figure out, and that stuff I'm not really fussed on, mate. That's pretty minor stuff. The stuff I really want to help out with is just the stuff that Tex can free his mind up, help him free his mind up, play football the way we love him playing, and I suppose the other bit I'm really proud of is just being able to captain a club that you love and we both love with one of your best mates. I think that's almost one of the it's a bit that whenever I say that it just makes me smile. So
well done.
Yeah, it's gonna be an enjoyable year and enjoyable few years.
You're both in love with the same girlfriend and you're both gonna marry her. It's beautiful.
Same girlfriend.
I'm trying to use a very ordinary analogy there, mate.
It's day two, Sloaney.
There's a little bit of rust.
Right.
Sloane dog, there's a little bit of rust.
Rusty, sorry. I would have got that if I was in
the
studio.
No, it's all right, mate. No, I'm it's just right, throwing mate. It out there. Have we worked out, and this is where we think it's probably very good, because Tex demands a lot of his players, and you're a guy that I liken to my old skipper, Paul Kelly. You drag people through with your actions. Have you identified who's good cop, bad cop yet?
Mm.
Oh, no, actually. I think we're more like Lethal Weapon, Martin Riggs. Got Mel Gibson and Danny Glover there. Could be that.
Yeah.
We could both just be bad boys. Martin Lawrence and Will Smith.
Yeah.
No,
oh, yeah. Batman or Robin?
Leave that alone. It's not my favourite combo.
You've already been Batman, Sloane, so you can't go back.
Exactly.
You can't go back on that one.
Now, Sloaney, the boys. Now, I know we might get some cliches here pre-season.
Yeah.
But I'm hearing some very nice things about the conditioning of the boys.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm racking my brain.
I'm with you too, Sloane. It was the sexy Barry White voice that threw me.
Yeah, that threw me, the Barry White voice. But, mate, the guys are flying at the moment, touch wood. We've got a lot of guys on track, a lot of guys fit and healthy, a lot of guys who aren't in, well, not a lot of guys, we've got some guys that aren't in full training that have done a stack of work all pre-Christmas and are progressing nicely. So I think now we're just, especially I'll speak on behalf of the players, we're just excited to, or we just want to bit of match him, a few games and that kind of thing, because we've certainly put in some K's and always looking fit, tanned, healthy.
Lovely.
It's a good time of the year, mate. No, I suppose you've got to enjoy this time of year as well when you don't have, I suppose you say, well, you just don't have games to,
or the
to
pressure
focus on and that kind of thing.
Yeah,
and that kind of thing as well. You can enjoy your weekends, you can enjoy being fit and healthy and just enjoy training hard.
It's been wedding season at the Crows, mate. And I tell
it's been wedding years.
Yeah,
man.
And again, not a invite in sight for the rush hour. And get this, Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was in Swan Hill, my place of birth. And one of them was at an establishment that my uncle owns, where my brother got married. And yet, did I get a start anywhere? A sniff, Sloaney?
Can I have his name?
Well, in fairness, I don't think JJ spent too much time on Triple M, has he?
No, because Jars whacks him all the time. Actually, it's a fair call.
Actually, that was a beautiful wedding. Is your uncle?
Yeah, Uncle Dig. Yep, Digby.
Absolutely beautiful. Amazing spot.
Yeah, it was pretty toasty on the day, though, wasn't it?
Oh, my God. It was 40 degrees. We're in shorts and T-shirts, pretty much, or short-sleeve shirts, so... it was a beautiful wedding, though. Great part of the world.
Nicely done. Again, mate, we're going to let you go. Thanks for taking some time out today on a real big day for you personally. Congratulations on the recognition. Thoroughly deserved. And cannot wait for you and Tex to have cracking ears.
Nah, thank you, guys. And can't wait for a big year from the Crowies.
Oh, by the way, too, Sloaney, Jars is in Fat Club. So any help, messages, and support from the boys would be great.
Well, I want to see a bit of a change when... I'd see him in person. I think that'd be ideal.
I think as his leader now, as the spiritual captain as well, have you got a message for Jars to sort of motivate him through February?
Well, if he doesn't beat me on the tennis court, I think there's some kind of penalty involved.
Hang on.
I've been informed, and Jars, I reckon I've got you covered.
Hang on.
So have a thought. There'll be a penalty involved. So we're playing.
Oh, I'm playing. He's a gun, Sloaney, in tennis.
You're so are you, though, aren't you?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm more of a golfer.
Oh, again.
I'm about a five.
Oh, Sloane, it's not the first time, but you got the wrong German.
That golfing involves less running. That's why.
Tell you what, Sloane, grab someone. I'll look after Fat Santa here. He can play with me. And then we'll move and we'll try and make something happen and see if we can't move him around the court to shed some kilos.
Yeah, I reckon so.
See you, champ.
Well done, mate.
See you, guys.
Great job. Congrats.
And we've got the other Crows captain, Tex Walker, Taylor Walker, joining Ruin Disc for breakfast tomorrow morning at 10 past 8.
Who are the captains on Triple M?
Exclusively.
Could have a captain off.
Who's their captain in the brekkie? Rupert and Ditt.
Oh.
The multi-million dollar breakfast show that we have here.
The eight time. The bloke that does... Well, it's clearly obvious on that one. There's one man that just runs that show without doing much. That's our man, Ruin.
Rush Hour with Charles Louis, 104.7 Triple M.